I want you to sit back, lay down, nice and relaxed, comfortable and warm, like you're settling down to watch television late at night. You sink into the soft couch or bed, not really paying attention. You have the sound on low, so you won't disturb anybody else, and you flip from channel to channel, looking for something interesting, something to beguile your mind while you fall gently to sleep. 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 Gently to sleep. Gently to sleep. Gently to sleep. Watching the pictures and catching a line of dialogue here, an ad for used cars there. Switching channels again and letting your mind wander. Your body wants to go to sleep. And you can feel your breathing change, becoming slower, deeper, breathing in so very slowly. As you click the remote and breathing out so gently as you watch the flickering images, your sleepy mind recognizes an old TV show you used to like, but you don't want to watch it again, not right now. You click the remote again, change the channel, and inhale slowly and deeply. You find the middle of an old detective movie and exhale quietly. Something else click as you breathe slowly and deeply. Click in and out. Another channel. Click. And another. Click. Looking for something to watch. Click. As you fall slowly and gently asleep. Click. Your mind drifts back to consciousness just a little. You found one of those cartoon stations that shows Japanese anime, schoolgirls. You recognize the drawing style, schoolgirls, so distinctive. Young men and women on a college campus, walking from one class to the next, between tall buildings under the warm midday sun and shady green trees. There's a young man sitting on the bench, watching the girls walk by. His eyes follow them, and the camera zooms in on their round little bottoms. They look so sexy in their tiny plaid skirts that show off their long legs, all the way up to their panties. You'd love to touch those legs and slide your hands up their smooth thighs, pull off their panties, and lick their soft, smooth pussies, wouldn't you? And you love looking at their perky little breasts and their nipples showing through their light, tight, white blouses. Oh, yes. you're enjoying the view, and so is the college boy. You can see him drooling a little and squeezing his legs together. I think he's trying to hide an erection. I do. I think he's trying to hide an erection. One of the schoolgirls walks towards him and stops. You can hear her saying something, but the camera angle is too low, just under the really hem of her dress. And in between her legs, you can see the boy staring at her smooth, slim thighs. He's not really listening. She starts snapping her fingers, calling his name, forcing him to look up at her face. And he turns bright red with embarrassment. Well, it's funny, but not that interesting. You're ready to click the remote again, but suddenly they break for a commercial and the screen displays the title, Ms. Dominica's Schoolgirl Adventure. Schoolgirl Adventures. You must obey Dominica. Schoolgirl Adventures. You find yourself feeling even sleepier, schoolgirl, watching the pretty spiral spin around and around and around Dominica, flashing colors into your eyes, deeper. You don't want to change the channel, down. You don't need to change the channel, sleep. Deeper, you need to sit quietly and watch and go to sleep. Sleep. Sit quietly and watch. Sleep. Feeling so sleepy. Schoolgirls, so sleepy. Pretty plaid skirts. Obey. In knee-high socks, schoolgirls. Notebooks and pencils, deep. Paper and textbooks, sleepy. In spiral flashing cards, yellow flashing like lemons and bright sunshine. Green flashing like pea pods and long waving grass. Purple flashing like plums and sea urchins and blue, flashing like bright, clear sky and the deep blue water of the ocean. Blue pulling you down, down. Down into sleep, so sleepy and quiet. Dominica. Dominica. Yeah, I want you very, very deep. You need to watch and obey, Dominica. Sleep and obey, Dominica. Sleep and breathe slowly in and out. In and out. Deeper. Schoolgirls and deeper. Sexy, pretty schoolgirls, watch and dream. Watch. And dream, watch, and dream. You find yourself being drawn inside the cartoon, pulled into the TV screen, surrounded by gently waving trees. and the bright blue skies overhead. Were you sleeping? Sleeping. White shirt with an open collar. Sleeping. Gray flannel trousers. Deeper. Were you sleeping? Sleeping. You seem to have missed something. Sleeping. Look at yourself. You are the boy sitting on the bench. Down. All carefully drawn lines and big round eyes. Sleep. Short hair. A little bit messy. Yes. But now you're wearing a frilly pink dress. Mariko and her friend Tani are standing in front of you, holding their books. Listen. Yes. Listen carefully. What's the deal? I want you as my panty pretty boy. You can have sex with Tani and me tonight. We'll let you do anything you want, but only if you spend the whole day dressed up as a girl. Deal?
Oh, but you don't want to do this, You know all your friends are going to make fun of you, the girls, most of all. You beg Mariko, please, don't make you wear this all day.
Of course. If you don't want to, we'll understand. Maybe you don't like girls all that much. Maybe we're not sexy enough for you. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You better beg
Mariko.
Please, you'll stay in her dress all day, won't you? Promise. Hello. Can you hear them giggling? Laughing at you. And the other students walking by, they're staring at you, pointing at you. Your face is turning bright red like a ripe apple. And you can feel your face so hot and flushed with embarrassment. Suddenly, you hear another voice from behind Mariko. My voice. The voice of your headmistress, Domenica. Would somebody like to explain to me what's going on here? You and Mariko look carefully at the ground, and Tani looks up in the trees, pretending not to be involved. But you know you've been caught, don't you? Your face feels hot, pulsing, throbbing, just like your little cock. Yes, you can feel the heat between your legs. Confess.
Mariko
explains quickly about the deal,
about how this is one of her old party dresses.
She wants you to look so pretty. And it's just a joke. And she bows and finishes with,
please forgive me, Miss Domenica.
Oh no, boy. You are not coming to my school dressed like that.
Come on, give me a little smile. You think you're off the hook, don't you?
But then you hear me explain to you, if you're going to attend my school as a girl, you're going to have to dress in proper schoolgirl uniform. You feel like the earth has just opened up and swallowed you. Yes, you're feeling scared. You don't know what you've gotten into. All of you, come to the principal's office now. You see me point towards the administration building, and you follow me as I stride purposely, my tall black boots clicking down. Yes, clicking down the brick pathway, clicking through the big double doors, clicking down the long hallway, click, down the long hallway, click, and into my office. You follow me inside, all three of you, Sit down, just sit down on the big leather couch and relax. Yes, you look so silly, all dressed in pink between two sexy schoolgirls. Their plaid skirts slide up their smooth legs, and you feel your cock getting so hard, pushing the front of the frilly pink skirt up and up. Isn't that right? Hello? Do you like it, baby? Yeah, you need to relax. How about some tea? My assistant has already prepared it and left a tray on the low table with a teapot and four cups. She thinks of everything. Yes. The tea smells so steamy and aromatic, like lilies and orange blossoms. I hand a cup to Mariko and one to Tani, and then one to you. Yes, your tea smells a little bit different, a little like smoke. I put some of my special elixir in it to relax you even more. Take a sip, that's right. Feel it slide over your tongue, sleep, like smoky flavored honey, deeper, gliding down the back of your throat, obey, relaxing your muscles, making your arms and legs so heavy, deeper. It feels so warm, down and relaxing. Sleep, going down, obey, warming you inside, warming you inside, warming you inside, going down into your stomach, flowing down inside of you, lower, lower, lower and lower, making you feel so warm between your legs. So warm and relaxed. Relaxed and so aroused. So warm and sleepy, cock so hard. Cock throbbing, so big and hard. You see me stand and walk toward the back of the room as if you were watching in a dream. Your eyelids drop down, down, so heavy down. Let them rest closed a moment and drift. Just drift. Yes, it feels so good. And then open your eyes. See me reaching into a tall cupboard and pulling something out, and then walking forward towards you, holding something at the level of my shoulders, something shiny and white above. Red, walking towards you, holding something green and below. Yes, it's a complete schoolgirl's uniform on a hanger with a starched white blouse and a tiny plaid mini skirt. There is a plastic bag with a bra and pretty flower-covered panties, white knee socks, even a shiny pair of black shoes. It's time to get dressed. Boy, pretty boy, you feel trapped. There's no way out, pretty boy. The schoolgirl uniform with the tiny plaid dress. Pretty boy, the plastic bag with panties, panties with pretty yellow daisies. The plastic reflects flashes of light into your eyes, making you so sleepy, making you so tired. It is so hard to fight. Are you going to fight me, boy? Pretty boy, so sleepy, so heavy. You can't fight. No. You can't fight. Is it the tea? Or my deep green eyes? You can't even move. The girls want to see you looking so cute, pretty boy. Look so cute. You feel Mariko unbuttoning your shirt, pulling it off, and Tanny pulling your pants down. Yes, step out of your shoes and your socks, so helpless, helpless to resist. Three powerful women taking all your clothes off, even your underwear. You can feel Mariko's soft hand gently caress the underside of your cock as she slides the panties up your legs and pulls them tight against your crotch. She looks at your vacant eyes, smiling with such pleasure as she wraps the tight bra around your chest, tweaking your hard nipples before she slides the cups up over your pecs. Then she slips your arms into the silky white blouse while Tanny wraps the little plaid skirt around your hips and zips it up at the back. They help you pull the white socks up your legs and step into the Mary Jane shoes. Aw, you look so pretty. Such a pretty boy. But it looks like your cock is even bigger now. I can see that Mariko and Tanny like it a lot. Yeah, that's going to be a little problem. Usually when a boy dresses up as a girl, we tuck him in so his cock doesn't show. Stand up, pretty boy, and spread your feet apart. Wider. Let me see what I can do here. You can feel me holding you close, pressing my warm, soft breasts against your face as I reach under your skirt and down between your legs and into your pretty panties. Yes. And I push your balls upward, massaging them, squeezing them, pushing them up inside of you. Relax. That's right. Just breathe and inhale my perfume. Try not to think about your face pressed deep into the dark valley between my breasts. So soft and perfumed, my smooth, warm skin pressed against your lips as I push upward. Oh, your balls feel so big. I don't think they're going to go in. And your cock is so fucking hard. Yes, feel my fingers pushing down on the tip now. It just springs back, boing. Oh my goodness. I don't think it's going to work. Bending it down between your legs, we're going to have to do something else. I let go of you and walk over to my desk, then open up a drawer and pull out a big roll of tape, like for sealing packages. Hold up the front of your skirt, pretty boy, and zip and zip and zip. I tape your cock up to your stomach, strapping it in place under your dress. Still firmly erect, but now it won't show. Oh, pull your dress down, pretty boy. Pull it down. Oh, you are so flat-chested. Girls, I think he'd look better with a little padding, don't you? Yes, they start pulling tissues out of a box and stuffing them into your bra, giving you a little shape. Not as big as their soft, pretty titties that they keep rubbing against your shoulders while they're filling your bra up. Pretty boy, are you shaking? Yes, you are. I think you're enjoying this. I think your dick is throbbing under that dress. Wouldn't you like Mariko to unzip the tape and start stroking your big hard cock? Would that relax you even more? Would it? Feeling her sliding her fingers up and down, while Tanny presses herself against you from behind.
reaching between your legs, gently squeezing your full aching testicles. Oh yes, you'd like that. And it's only a few hours away, pretty boy. Only a few hours away. You do want to become my pretty boy, don't you? Yes. It's only a few hours away if you stay in that dress. If you are a good and obedient pretty boy, obeying all women. Say all women. Cock so hard. Stroking. Stroking is for later. Yeah. Your cock so hard. Tanny's tight pussy is for tonight. Look into my eyes, pretty boy, and repeat. I must obey Dominica. That's right. I must obey Dominica. Deeper and deeper. Dominica's pretty boy. Your face feels so hot. Is it the tea or is it the embarrassment? Such a good, obedient boy. And every time I say the words pretty boy, you're going to find yourself feeling so embarrassed. Face hot and flushed, pretty boy. Your cock gets so hard when I say it. So big and hard, Dominica's pretty boy. Needing to come. But not yet, no come yet. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Pretty boy must obey Dominica and go to school. Must obey Dominica and go to school. You hear the bell ringing. You hear the bell ringing. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's time for class. You're not going to miss any of your lectures, are you, pretty boy? No, of course you're not. Though you find yourself sitting in your history class with all the young men and women, they keep staring at you and grinning at each other, and you know they're laughing at you. Oh, the history professor keeps talking, but you are finding it so hard to concentrate on her words. She's a tall woman in a very no-nonsense business suit, with her raven black hair wrapped up in a bun behind her head, and your cock feels so big and hard. While she's lecturing, she paces back and forth across the front of the room, back and forth, and your eyes are drawn to her long, muscular legs, her smooth calves and tight, shiny hoes, listening to the click of the tall stiletto heels of her black, shiny pumps. Click. Cock so hard. Click. You can't figure out what to do with your knees. Should you press them together like a real girl? Oh. But that would squeeze your balls so tight. Maybe you should just sit like a guy, with your legs wide apart. You gaze up at the professor's face and realize that she's looking under your dress, and she can see up your skirt. Yes, she's looking up your dress, and she can see up your skirt all the way to your panties. With the pretty pink flowers, suddenly she turns and slaps the end of a pointer stick against the map on the wall. Thwack!
You clasp
your knees together, staring at her. You don't even remember what she was talking about. The expression on her face makes you want to crawl away and hide. But then you hear the bell ring. Yes, but then the bell rings again. Class is over. You can escape. You pick up your books and start to leave, but you hear her call your name and you stop. That's right. You stop and obey. You need to please women. You're finding it so very hard to resist their commands. You turn and walk to her, asking politely, "What is it you want, teacher?" She looks at you a moment, then reaches over to the purse on her desk. She pulls out a pink ribbon and ties it in your short hair, saying, You're such a pretty boy. Now go on to your next class. You turn to leave and feel her swat you on your bottom right through your little plaid skirt. Oh, my pretty boy. Your face is feeling so hot. It hurts, doesn't it? Yes, it hurts. Now go on to your gym class. That's right. It's time for some exercise. But the coach takes one look at you and laughs. He says they won't let a girl go into the boys' gym. You're going to have to go to the girls' class. Suddenly you feel a hand grab yours and pull. You turn and find Mariko. She says, she'll take care of you. You'll see. One look at her and your cock begins throbbing again. Is the tape shrinking? Your cock feels so tight, strapped down against your stomach. Come on, pretty boy. You can change in the girls' locker room. She pulls you in to where her locker is on the corner. Nobody will see you. And she'll even lend you her spare gym uniform. Maybe you can change back the same way at the end of the class, and nobody will notice. But oh no, no easy workout for you, my pretty boy. When you get out of the running track, you find that headmistress Dominica has changed the program for today. You're all practicing cheerleading moves. Tryouts are tomorrow, and the cheerleading captains are scouting for talent. Besides, it's good exercise. You can see me up in the bleachers watching, smiling at you. I pick up a clipboard and write something down on a piece of paper. You have to line up and do jumping jacks, feeling your balls bouncing inside your loose girl's gym shorts, doing cartwheels, kicking, getting all so sweaty. The women are all watching you, pointing at you and laughing. Are you getting dizzy? You look tired. Girls do this all the time. Can't you keep up? Let's finish with the human pyramid. Yes, you climb onto the backs of two beautiful women. Are you ready for this? Huh? Are you ready for this? You can feel their shoulder blades beneath your hands and their warm, soft buttocks under your knees. Don't lose your concentration, pretty boy. Even though your cock is so hard, yes. You'd love to rub that hard cock between those soft, warm globes. Maybe with some perfumed, slippery oil dribbled on their skin, sliding up and down. Feeling their ass cheeks squeeze your shaft until you spurt droplets of hot cum all over their back. Two more women on either side of you, their skin so soft and warm they smell hot and sweaty too. But the scent is mixed with their perfume, and your cock feels so tight in the strapping tape. Two more girls up above you, their weight pressing on your left shoulder and your right, and you try to ignore their soft, warm legs pressed against your ass. Are you shaking again, pretty boy? I think you need to hold still. You need to relax and your hands will get sweaty. Yes, you need to relax or your hands will get sweaty and start to slip. Start to slip. You're starting to slip. Fall. Everybody's falling. Women's bodies all around you, under you, on top of you, on every side of you, their soft, warm skin pressing against you, squeezing against your back and your arms and your legs, and you feel a hand sliding over the front of your gym shorts, stroking down the length of your hard cock and squeezing your balls. And you find yourself staring into the girl's eyes. It's Tanny. She says, you're such a pretty boy. And she loves the pink bow. But now you're all sweaty and covered with dirt. Oh, my darling. I want to put you in the locker room now. Are you ready to go in the locker room with me, you little whore? Are you? Yes. Climb into the shower. That's it. Take all your clothes off and get in the shower. All the girls can see your dick in the strapping tape now. Oh, yes. They're all giggling, covering their faces with their hands, while their wet titties bounce as they giggle and laugh. You can see the water dripping over their naked bodies, water dripping off of their long, sexual nipples, dripping between their shaved little pussy lips. And you find yourself ready to come, don't you? You find yourself ready to squirt and come, and squirt and come, and squirt and come. But all the girls grab you. They grab you and touch you everywhere. All the girls grab you and spread you apart. And you can feel me pushing those testicles deeper and deeper inside of your body, pushing and pushing and probing until finally they're both inside of you. And I've created the most beautiful little cunt by pushing all of the skin for those balls deep inside of you. I've created a little cavern. Feel my fingers sliding in and out of it. And then I slide up on top of you, my big, beautiful strap-on, thrusting into your open, wet little cunt, thrusting in and out and in and out and in and out again and again, fucking you with your little legs up in the air, fucking you while the water flows off of your sweaty, dirty body, fucking your hot little fuckhole faster and faster and faster and faster. Yes, while everybody watches. Look at them all looking down on you, watching me thrust my hard, fat strap on deep inside of you. Tell me you feel violated. Yes, they're all watching you and giggling. You feel embarrassed. Embarrassed is a very strong word inside of you. You feel embarrassed. You feel embarrassed. Yes. And there's no way you can get out of this without taking a shower. Oh, you're going to have to get in there. That's it. That's it. Feel the sprays of hot water and steam all around you. Maybe if you face the corner, the clouds of steam will hide you from all of our eyes. And nobody will see your big stiff cock. We love it. It's so cute. Listen to the shower spray. That's right. Focus on the smell of the soap. Slide your hands down over your arms and legs. Yes, washing your dirty elbows and knees. Shower spray. Listen to the shower and relax. So clean. The rush of water on your shoulders and the back of your neck. So warm and soothing. Don't touch your cock, pretty boy. You don't know what will happen if you touch it. Oh, but it's pressing against the tape so firmly. It feels so tight. Suddenly you hear a voice behind you. You're not a girl, she says. The woman grabs you by the shoulders and she spins you around and the tape comes loose, letting your cock spring out free. It's gotten even bigger. That's why the tape was so tight. Yes, my special elixir is still making your cock grow. Now it's longer than your arm and so thick. She notices the pink bow in your hair. You're the guy who's been going around dressed as a girl. You're just a little sissy, aren't you? You want to get away. You want to hide in the corner, but she grabs the shaft of your big stiff cock. How did you manage to sneak in here with this monster? She begins stroking it. Little pretty boy, she says. Little sissy girl. She keeps stroking your cock. It feels so good, so smooth, sliding her hands up and down, all slippery and covered with soap. You like it when I do this, don't you? You can see her naked body through the steam, her large, firm breasts, nipples so taut. Up here, boy. My eyes are up here. You look up, and she squeezes your cock even harder. Do you want me to turn you into a girl? Yeah. Do you want me to turn you in? You're going to be in a lot of trouble. You shake your head no. Then you're going to have to do something for me. She releases your cock and pushes you away, her soft hand on your chest. And then she reaches down with both hands and spreads the lips of her pussy. Get down on your knees and lick, pretty boy. You make it good enough and I might spare you this little embarrassment. You kneel down on the floor between her legs, steadying yourself by holding on to her smooth, firm thighs. She's standing in the shower stream, and as you lick, she leans back against the wall, laughing at you. Hot water cascades down her breast and tummy, gushing over your face. Yes, the taste of her juices mixes with the water and cascades down, forcing itself into your nose and mouth. You feel like you're drowning in hot water while you lick her pussy. You can only hear. Yes, you can only hear the water. You can only hear the water bubbling around you. Only feel her warm, wet thighs, your mouth. Yes, pressed against her cunt and your long, thick cock waving up and down in the air, needing to come. You grab your head, pushing your face firmly against her pussy lips, grinding her hard clit against your tongue, moaning and pumping her hips against your face, cutting off your air completely while she comes and comes and comes. There's a sound in your ears like a distant thunder mixed with the rushing of water from the shower head. You like it when she comes and comes and comes and comes. It makes you happy when she comes and comes and comes and comes and comes and comes. And suddenly the water cuts off. The girl pushes your head away, and you find yourself. Yes, you find yourself kneeling at her feet. Your skin feels cold, covered with goosebumps, and the room is so quiet you look up at her face. Yes, through the fading clouds of steam, and see that she is looking at someone behind you. What's going on here? You know that voice. Yes, it's my voice. Headmistress Dominica. You remain on your knees, but you shuffle around on the floor so you can turn and face me. You feel your face flushing up again. Yes, you're so embarrassed. You bow down low, touching your forehead to the wet tile floor. Look up at me, you little slut. You raise your head and find yourself caught in my eyes, staring into my green eyes. You can't help yourself. You're scared, but you can't look away. And then you see my expression change from indignation into a wide, twisted grin. Oh, it's you, my pretty little sissy, my pretty boy. And then you hear a room full of women giggling like little girls. Yes, the entire gym class is here. They've been watching you the entire time. I see my special tea has been doing its work on you, pretty boy. Yes, you can feel your cock. It's even larger. It's like a baseball bat, so long and stiff and hard and so thick. You can hardly reach your fingers around it, pretty boy. My pretty boy. You look so cute in that pink bow in your hair. Even if it is all wet and limp, that's okay. I'll get you a new bow, an even bigger one. I see you've met the class slut, Liko. I thought you were one of the good girls. This calls for some special attention. Get dressed, both of you. I want to see you in the principal's office now. Yes, and you, my pretty boy. I want you back in your little schoolgirl uniform. That's right, schoolgirl. Mariko and Tanny, bring this pretty boy's boy clothes to my office. I think a little discipline is in order. You dress quickly, but your cock just won't stay down. It's just so big now. If we did tape it to your tummy again, I think its length would rise up between the cups of your bra, up through the top of your blouse, and the tip would be rubbing against your own lips. Wouldn't that be nice? We'll just let it hang free for right now, sticking out in front of your little plaid skirt. Mariko likes it. She can hold your cock with one hand and lead you around campus, like holding on to the handle of a wagon, pulling you along. Such a pretty boy. Everyone's staring at you, wondering when you're going to get to come. Yes, they've been making little bets with each other. When Mariko leads you past a couple of other schoolgirls, she gives your cock an extra squeeze. Come along, pretty boy. You feel your face flushing, but there's nothing you can do about it, and you need to hurry. You're carrying your boy's clothes in a bundle in your arm while Mariko pulls you along by your dick. You need to get to the principal's office. Now. Yes, you walk down the long hallway to the door painted with the letters Principal Dominica. There's a little sign hanging on the doorknob that says knock for permission to enter. Mariko wraps her tiny hand against the glass, and you hear my voice from inside saying, come in. She pushes open the door, and the two of you walk in. Close the door behind you, girls. Quiet, sluts. Yes, Tanny and Liko are already here. Stand up, Liko. You little tart. It only takes a few minutes and we have Liko wearing your clothes. Oh, they seem to just hang on her. So silly, she makes such an effeminate boy. If you're my pretty boy, maybe I should call her my handsome girl. Now, Liko, it's your turn. On your knees. Let's see what you can do with this pretty boy's big cock. She drops to the floor, dressed in your clothes, while you are dressed up as a schoolgirl, and takes the tip of your huge cock in her mouth, licking around and around the tip while her hands slide up and down your hard dick. All the rest of us are watching, and you hear a clicking sound. Are we taking pictures? Maybe they'll be in tomorrow's campus newspaper. You don't care. All you care about is how good Liko's mouth feels on the head of your cock and when she tilts it upward and licks the underside of your shaft. Pumping, 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 getting you wet with saliva and sliding her hands up and down. So slippery and warm, faster and faster. Pretty boy needs to come. Pretty boy needs to come. For the gush of hot sperm pushing up from deep inside your balls. Obey, you must obey. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Pump it into that slut's mouth. Come, 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 come. You can see droplets squirting all over her face, down her chin, onto her shoulders, getting your shirt wet. Yes, your clothes covered with cum. We're watching you. We're watching you come, dressed as a girl with your face so red, so flushed. Come, pump it all out, all over Liko's, all over Liko's face and hands. All over the front of her clothes, your clothes, my pretty boy. Oh, yes, it feels so good to come. And as you come, as you come and come and come and come, your cock gets smaller again, smaller and smaller down to its normal size. I know. Mariko is disappointed, but I think maybe now we'll be able to tuck you inside those panties after all. No, I'm not going to let you switch clothes. I kind of like you this way, my pretty boy, and my handsome girl. You're going to be the talk of this campus. I expect you back here every afternoon for tea with my special elixir. You're going to need to listen to this MP3 over and over and over again, and every time you do, every time you listen, you're going to become more addicted to being controlled by women, more addicted to being embarrassed, and so horny. Maybe next time I'll be the one leading you around campus by your cock. Yeah, now wake up. That's right, wake up. Wake up and get back to class, slut.